Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, a town in Sweden seems to have shown how co-living can work successfully. The Salvo project in Heisenberg hosts 72 residents, half of whom are over the age of 70 and half of whom are under the age 25. So how did this project come about? Joining me is Dragana Kurovic, the project manager at Salvo. Dragana, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I hope you also.
Absolutely. So tell me, what exactly is this and how did it come about?
Well, actually, it's an integration project that into the project we try through a concept of living to achieve a social inclusion for the tenants in the house, also to combat involuntary loneliness and to make them feel safer in the area and in society.
Okay, so you have a house with 70 people, there's the 72 people, half of them over 70 and some of them very young indeed. Where do the older people come from?
The older people come from old Sweden. They have lived in their own homes, some of them in apartments, others in villas. And we have also some of the Swedish people who went abroad and lived after retirement a couple of years, or even 10 years, because we have a range between 70 and 93 among the elderly people. So it's a different background for all the people in the house.
Okay. And then the younger people, what kind of mix are they and where do they come from?
Well, the younger people, the half of the younger people are people born and brought in Sweden. They don't have to be Swedish, but they'd have to be, have a social network and be well established in the Swedish society so they can speak the language and everything. The other half are young refugees who came to Sweden as young unaccompanied refugees without parents that had become 18 and had to move from their supporting homes where they lived until they got 18. And all of them has, of course, a permanent possibility to stay in Sweden.
Okay. And how are the two groups getting on?
Actually, it's three groups because the youngsters who are not former refugees are the bridge between the elderly and the young refugees. Because okay. In the beginning, you know, it was meant to be an integration project because the house where the Selbu is situated was before a home for elderly people owned by the municipality, which was sold to us to make it a concept of living for elderly people, but as a senior living, you know. It's not a home okay. for elderly people, but a senior living. But then came the wave of refugees, and we made the older house as a home, a support home for those youngsters who are under 18 and who came without parents. So it was the biggest house for those young refugees in whole Sweden. And because of that, it made a little bit conflict on the area. I will not say conflict, but certain people in the area got a little bit afraid when so much okay. youngsters came. So that was the reason we made Salvo, okay. actually, because we wanted to make the integration.
Right. But in terms of this experiment where you have a mix of elderly people and a mix of younger people all yeah. living in this co-living space, how are they all getting on? How are they, you know, integrating with each other and helping each other?
Wonderful. We were expected that it will be go well, but as Corona came, we were a little afraid that it will not be the case. But actually, the Corona has strengthened them and that they are just like a big family. The youngsters help the elderly to go and to shop for them, even to drive them out in nature so they don't have to meet other people, but be outside. The elderly helps the younger with schoolwork. They help them to take driving lessons. They help them to learn about Swedish history and, you know, everything that the one or other needs. They get it right in the home. It's like a big family, actually.
Okay, and what kind, are there any problems at all? Are there any, you know, flare-ups in the house at all?
No, not yet. Surprisingly, not yet. There have been a little bit about the laundry room. Oh my God, I forgot to take out my laundry, or who has taken my time. But it was not a real conflict, and they solved it by themselves, by speaking to each other by themselves.
Great. So you'd have to say this looks like a success, something that may be copied elsewhere by other countries. It's great to hear. Drangana, thank you very much for joining us today. It was lovely to talk to you. That's Drangana Kurovic, the project manager of that co-living space in Salbo. And there have been visitors from Germany and Canada coming over, and South Korea, to take a look at it and see if it might be something that people can replicate around the world. Apparently, loneliness, quite a thing, as it would be obviously for the elderly. But apparently in Sweden, they're doggedly independent, the Swedes, the first people to leave home as teenagers and try to maintain that throughout their lives. So good to hear that is going very well. Tomlin with you. It's News Talk 106 to 108. Tomlin standing in for Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.